If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Imagine you're a Titanic passenger. But wait, why imagine? Today, you are a Titanic passenger. Even better, a Titanic passenger in an RPG. No, not that much RPG. Okay, that's better. So, you gotta escape and survive, or meet the fate of so many others. Your life is in your hands. First, let's choose a character, shall we? Not this one. Ah, there you go. And we begin. You peacefully sleep in your cabin aboard the Titanic, when all of a sudden, boom! Something's crashed into the ship. What do you do? Stay and wait, or go outside and check what's up? Decide now. You can't stand aside while there could still be people needing help. You go inside the ship and start knocking on all cabins' doors, calling for passengers who stayed behind. You run and run, forgetting about time, and that's a grave mistake. You feel another boom, as if the ship's collided with something again, and the impact knocks you over. Here, let's use another power-up to get you on your feet. There might still be hope. You run on deck, but yet another crash throws you off your feet and the floor under you lurches. You try to get a hold onto something, but it's no use. There are shouts from outside and water is rushing into the ship. Having made sure that the lifeboat is fine, you run to the other side of Titanic. You choose the longer but safer route, which is along the outside perimeter, via the stern of the ship. But then another hit makes the Titanic shudder, and its floor starts going from under your feet. You try to hang on, but the stern, just where you stand, suddenly breaks off and falls into the water. And all you see before it goes dark is a huge wave coming your way. You get on deck where a crowd of frightened people has already gathered. Somewhere, the ship's band is playing music. The crew are trying to calm everyone down, but they look as if they're at a loss themselves. Then someone gives a signal, and the crew starts untying the lifeboats. The orders are clear, though. Women and children go first. What's your reaction?
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
You get back to the cabin and wait as you've been told. Soon, someone from the crew knocks on your door and tells you that the ship's sinking. And all passengers are requested to come up on deck and wait for further instructions. Do you trust them or not? So, you're not a trusting type after all, huh? You stay in your bunk and cover up with sheets, hoping it will all resolve by itself. Sadly, it's not going to. Soon, you feel a mighty crash, as if the ship's collided with something again. Then, in a couple of minutes, another hit follows. And in a few more moments, you see water rising outside your window and flowing into your cabin. You look around and hop inside the boat where it's already swinging on its way down. I don't blame you. Your life is as important as anyone's. Not everyone shares this sentiment, though, and you feel quite a few angry eyes on yourself. But you can't go back even if you wanted to. The lifeboat is already afloat with 20 women and children, two ship's crew members on the oars, and you. Your boat floats away from the sinking ship. You look at your watch. It's 2:15 a.m. The Titanic suddenly breaks apart, its stern section falling off, and the wave throws your boat up. Everyone hangs on, though, and you safely float on, looking at the great sinking steamliner. And somewhere, far off, another ship is signaling its approach. You're saved. You stay inside the cabin, covering yourself with bedsheets. Nothing happens for a while, but then someone knocks on your door. You hop up and open it. There's a member of the ship's crew. He says the Titanic has hit an iceberg and is now sinking. So all passengers are requested to come up on deck and wait for further instructions. What's your next move? You jump up from the bed and try to open the door to look outside. Oh no, it seems to be locked. What should you do? Let me help you out here. There, here's a power up. And the door is open. Good. There are people hurrying somewhere, all of them belonging to the ship's crew. You catch one of them by the sleeve and ask him what happened. But he only shrugs and tells you to stay in the cabin until further notice. It's up to you to decide, though. You're impatient to find out what the matter is, so you wait until everyone's gone and follow them to the deck. You bend over the guardrail and look overboard, and what you see is horrible. There's a huge gash in the hull at the front of the ship, and behind the Titanic is an enormous iceberg. You run back inside and stumble into the ship's crew, who tells you to get back on deck. Will you listen to them or go help other passengers? You're a good person. You help the crew seat the women and children into the lifeboats and calm down other passengers. Then, a new boom crashes through the ship. Don't panic. Here's a power-up for you to stay focused. There you go. You keep your calm and help prevent the panic among others. When the last kid has been loaded into the last lifeboat, you see there's space for one more person. What are you going to do with it? Having made sure that the lifeboat is fine, you run to the other side of the Titanic. You choose the shortest route, through the inner part of it, closer to the stern. But then another crash resonates through the ship and knocks you over. The floor lurches and you try to hang on. Here, a power-up in stock for you. Good, you've managed to cling to the wall. There are screams from outside and the sound of water. You see it flow inside where you are. But thankfully, there's not much of it. You finally reach the other side of the ship and look at your watch. It's 2:15 a.m. You see that the stern of the Titanic has broken off and the last lifeboat has just been deployed. You run as fast as you can, but you don't reach it in time to hop off. There's no choice left. You jump into the icy water. It's freezing and the air is immediately beaten out from your lungs. But then, someone's hands hook you under your arms and tug you into safety. You're inside the lifeboat. Other passengers cover you with what they have to warm you up. The Titanic is quickly sinking, and there's a long horn blowing somewhere far off. Soon, you'll learn it's the RMS Carpathia. You're saved. Hey, if you learned something new today, like stay away from icebergs in the North Atlantic, then give the video a like and share it with a friend. And here are some other videos I think you'll enjoy. Just click to the left or right, and remember, stay on the bright side of life.